The focus today is on the release of the July FOMC minutes. The Fed left rates unchanged at 3.5% to 3.75% at that meeting, although three officials dissented in favor of a quarter point hike. The minutes carry more weight than usual because Fed Chair Warsh has adopted a more restrained communication style, leaving markets with limited guidance about the broader committee's thinking. The key question is whether those three dissenters represented an isolated hawkish minority or merely the visible edge of a much larger group open to raising rates. Markets will also be watching for concern about inflation risks associated with elevated energy prices, Middle East tensions, and disruption around the Strait of Hormuz. Any indication that officials believe current policy is insufficiently restrictive could reinforce expectations for another hike, supporting Treasury yields and the U.S. dollar. However, the minutes are backward-looking. Since the July meeting, softer inflation readings, negative payroll growth, weaker retail sales, and declining consumer sentiment have materially changed the economic picture and pushed September rate hike expectations sharply lower. Our view is that the market already understands the hawkish character of the new Fed. This should limit the downside reaction in stocks and the upside reaction in the dollar if the minutes confirm that bias, unless the language is significantly more aggressive than anticipated. The risk-reward looks more asymmetric in the other direction. Any evidence that the committee was more divided, less urgent about tightening, or increasingly sensitive to downside growth risks could encourage markets to lean further into the recent repricing. That would likely produce a more meaningful round of dollar selling, lower treasury yields, and renewed strength across equities and other risk assets. That's all for now.